Good morning, good people. This is Kiplin Primus, your host for The Local Take on Jazz 91.9 WCLK. And this morning, I am joined in the studio by Mr. Charles Walker from the Urban League to tell our listeners about one of their new programs. Mr. Walker, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
You are here to talk about a program called Youth Build. Could you tell our listeners exactly what is Youth Build, how did it start it, and why did it start?
Awesome question. So the Youth Build program has been in existence now for roughly 30 years, and it was started by a woman by the name of Dorothy Stoneman out of New York. And it's a really interesting story because she was working on her master's degree in social work, and every day on her way to school, she would pass by the same group of young people. And, you know, one day she just stopped and she said, if you had an opportunity to do anything, anything in this community, what would you do? And the young people replied, they said, you see these abandoned buildings? We will fix these buildings up and we'll, you know, gain a skill. In addition to that, we'll be able to move our family into some decent housing. And she said, that sounds like a good idea. Let's do it. And 30 years later, she's created a whole movement.
So Youth Build in Atlanta. What is it that students need to know or what kind of eligibility is required for them to be a part of this program?
So our program is for Fulton County youth. And the objective there is for them to be obviously residents in between the ages of 16 and 24 in need of a GED or high school diploma. And they must have a sincere interest in construction.
Now, you said that the young folks in New York wanted to, you know, remodel the abandoned buildings. What is it about construction or that industry, that career choice is attractive to young people?
So, you know, in most communities, there's an ebb and flow with construction. But in Atlanta, we've been pretty consistent, especially in the commercial space with the success of, you know, the Dome, here and just a bunch of big projects, there's a lot of opportunity. And historically, particularly for minorities, Atlanta has been a really great place for the construction industry and starting out a small business. You know, people know about the Russell family or the Moody family, but there are countless small businesses here located in Atlanta that are construction related. And so right now there's a real need for more people in that construction pipeline. A lot of the apprentice and the traditional apprenticeship programs, they're, you know, 50 plus and they're aging out. And unfortunately, that gap hasn't been filled. And so what a lot of people don't realize, which is really interesting about construction, especially unionized construction, is it's one of the few employment opportunities where there's still a pension. And there are great benefits tied to being a part of an apprenticeship program.
And construction, these are skilled trades. Some of it is carpentry, electrician. What are some of those things, are those skills that are available to young people that will carry them, you know, almost anywhere?
You know, I was amazed by the number of skilled trades there are. So in addition to carpentry, you have sheet metal, pipe fitting, welding, plumbing, elevator operators. And interestingly enough, that's probably one of the most lucrative fields for someone who's interested in construction. It's extremely difficult to get into, but it's a great job. So there are plenty of opportunities. Road construction is huge now, especially in the Atlanta area. As you know, in America, our infrastructure is aging. And so there will be a lot of opportunities tied to expanding road, expanding rail, things of that nature. And so if you're a young person and you're looking for a career and you want to really, you know, find yourself in a place where you can provide for a family, this is one to consider.
Now, you mentioned those skilled trades, and that's one of the things, you know, wood shop. Those are one of the things that have been removed from our schools. Is Youth Build kind of an augment to that for young people?
You know, I'm glad that you mentioned that because I remember I had wood shop in high school. And you're right. A lot of those traditional vocational kind of opportunities have left our public high schools and schools. And so we do afford those hands-on kind of opportunities through our training. It's an opportunity for you to obviously learn about what's required to obtain a GED, get the training, et cetera. But the students are required to build or rehab one house. And so in addition to that, they get a lot of practice. We build sheds. We build flower beds. We do a lot of community service. They get leadership development training. And so it's a holistic program. But the ultimate goal is all around workforce development and employment. And not everyone who completes the program wants to go into construction. And that's fine. You know, we want you to have an interest in it. But there are some people who have gone into nursing. You know, we've assisted people to go to the military. There's a whole range of things that they can do once they finish the program. The objective, though, is for them to get that GED, get a certificate, and then have a real career path.
Because these are skills that if you become a homeowner, you need for your upkeep of your own home. You could do handyman services on the side. These are things that will carry you for a lifetime.
Yeah, life skills. And, you know, that's one of the things that I always tell the young ladies in the program. You know, oftentimes they come in and they're a little ambivalent about whether or not they want to do it. But I said, you will own a home, you know, and it will be nice, even if you don't want to do the work, to know that the work is being done correctly. And so they agree. But interestingly enough, once they get into it, they really enjoy it. And sometimes, you know, they outdo the young men.
Look, I have a friend. Her husband is a wonderful man, but she does all of the repairs because, as you mentioned, she had an interest. Her dad, you know, was proficient in it. She learned how to do it. So it's something that she does on a regular basis at her own home.
Mm-hmm.
That is a wonderful, to me, this is a wonderful opportunity. So for our listeners, some are young people, but it might be an aunt or a cousin saying, you know, I've got a friend or my brother, my cousin, my nephew. How would people go about qualifying, learning about the program, and being involved?
So we are recruiting for our next cohort now. This is perfect timing. I would recommend that anyone who's interested go to our website, and that is www.ulgatl.org. Again, the Urban Leads website is www.ulgatl.org. You'll simply go to the Youth Services tab at the top of the page, select Youth Bill, and all of the information about our orientation sessions and information sessions are there. And that is the very first step. You'll be able to get an application, obviously find out more about the details for enrollment, things of that nature. You can also call us, call our office at 404-659-1150. 404-659-1150 or 404-659-6579.
And I know you're here to talk about Youth Bill, but this is just one program of the Urban League. And these are the kinds of programs that the Urban League has been doing since its inception.
You're right. And, you know, we will be celebrating 100 years of existence real soon, like within the next 2 years, we'll be 100 years old. And so we have a rich history of providing employment opportunities, employment empowerment opportunities for individuals in the community. And our youth service division has truly grown. We are now expanding to DeKalb. We have programs in DeKalb County. So again, if someone is interested in a young person developing a career, developing some career training,
the Urban League is clearly the place to go.
Yes.
So, Mr. Walker, is there anything else you want to leave us with for young folks to know and to share with people who will be talking to the young folks in their community and in their family about Youth Bill?
So I do want to leave this. We want young people who are serious. We want young people who are coming in and their mindset is that of, you know, I want a career path. And so if the young person isn't serious, please don't refer them. And what happens often, we get a lot of calls from moms and aunts and uncles, which is great. But the moms and the aunts and the uncles aren't going to do the program. They're not going to be there every day. That young person is. And attendance is extremely important. They have to show up every day. They have to come with the right mindset. And we know that it's challenging, you know, for a lot of young people. And that's the reason why we start off each day with positive affirmations. And the first line of our affirmation is, I've made a conscious decision to be the best me I can be. So that's the type of individual we're looking for.
That is wonderful. And again, these are things that can carry a young individual, a young adult throughout their lifetime. These skills, affirmations, showing up on time,
yes,
ready to work.
Yes.
These are things that everyone needs to develop, and I'm sure that this is a wonderful program for children. It is called Youth Bill. The website, again, is www.ulgatl.org, ulgatl.org, and the phone number, 404-659-1150. It is Youth Build, and you're looking for people right now.
Right now.
Thank you so much, Mr. Walker.
Thank you for having me. Thank you.